במחילתא, כל הדברים בדיבה אחד נאמרו. מה שאי אפשר לבוס ודם לא ימקיין, שנאמר וידע בלכים וכולו. אם כי מה תלמוד לא ימנוכי, ולא יהיה לך, שום הקדוש ברוך עשה עשה דיבריס, וחוזה ופירשון דיבה דיבה בפני עצמי. שמע אני אף כל דיבה שבתור נאמר כלום דיבה אחד, ואני אומר, כל הדברים האלו, הדברים האלו נאמר בדיבה אחד, ושאר דיבריס דיבה בפני עצמי. לאמור שאומר על הן הן ועל לאו לאו, דברי שמואל, רכיב אומר על הן הן ועל לאו לאו, אבל לאו הן, עד כאן. So we have a typical chazal, which tells us a whole bunch of inyanim about Matan Torah. Each and every one of these needs some hesper. Biyadav azer, ke'elu aseres hadibris ru'uyim hoyu shiyu ne'morim b'dibu echad. V'zer ke'a Torah seda oylam, v'kol seda mekasha dovem dovad shkol nasa achad. Echad. So the Maharal says here, and this is one of his most foundational svaris in general. Whenever I can use numbers in two different ways. One way is I can say I'm looking at the bus station and there are four people there. That number is a count. It's a quantity. It means nothing in terms of relationship between the four people, except they're on the bus stop. That's it. When I say there are four steps in building this table, those four are numbers that lock in together to form something. By a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because the Kaddish created the world with Chachma, what it means is all of the actions form a certain algorithm. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu created the world with 10. So if you ask me how long did it take me to get my house in order for Shabbos, I'll tell you 3 hours. Those 3 hours is like three people in the bus stop. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that's how long it took me. When Kaddish Baruch Hu created the world with 10 mamarim, it means that there are 10 steps, and they are 10 steps that form one picture. And therefore, there has to be a way to say it, b'mayma echad. The 3 hours it took me to clear up the house doesn't mean anything. The three steps to build up something is continuous, and I can say it, I put together the thing. So here also, these aseres hadibris should have been said b'mayma echad, because the Torah is seder ha'olam. And the word Seder Olam is a concept that he uses constantly, and it means they are the pieces that come together and they form a certain Seder Olam. Uboises Yerkiva Amma, Elo Chafbeis Oisius, Shebehen Nitna Kolat Torah, Kula Min Chakukim Be'et Shal Heves, Al Kesen Noira Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubesha Shebikash Heves Olam, Yorad v'onuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeyma l'fanav k'biti v'aylam, zeyma l'fanav biti v'aylam. V'tchilo nichnas tof, v'om l'fanav v'ashram tzadashi v'aylam. Shebi'at aziz in Torah Yisrael, shema Torah Yisrael and Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, because it says a bad thing about it in the Pasuk in Cheskel, v'tveis atov. So the tov went out, it says, v'achanefsh, and the shin comes in. Chaykal Yisvois, every race came in, introduced itself and laid down its case, why it should, the Torah should start with it. And all of them were rejected. V'achek kulam nichas beis. The beis came and said, "Ribbono shel Olam, v'tzayich shiv olam shebi oymin baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim, heish HaKadosh Baruch Hu hen, baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Miyad kibal HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar olam bebeis, shenema breishis bara." The aleph. So beis put down its case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, you're hired." The aleph. Ki mishrosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibal liver olam bebeis. So once the Beis was nominated, the Aleph just stood aside and was quiet, was upset. Why are you so quiet? I don't have the ability to put down anything. All the letters are multiples. The Beis is two, Gimel is three. V'ani b'min yamuot, I'm one. Beis is shtayin, Gimel is shleshim, v'chein kulam. V'ani b'echad. Heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omle, al tis yari. שאתה רויש לכולם כמלך. אתה אחד ואני אחד והתור אחד, שאני עושים תור לעם ישראל, שם הנוח השם הכך עד כאן. So the base got itself gracious, and Aleph got itself הנוח השם הכך. Okay? ועוד יש במדרש לומר בבייס, שלושן ברוך אבלו באלף, שלושן אור עד כאן. So, you have this very strange chazal about the oisis, and which ois was chosen for what, and so on. Behine says, Dvorim elo migal mecho dvorim gdolim. This is telling you, these chazal are giving you insight into a tremendous inyan. Ki roi ha'olam shenivu bebeiz, v'zeh, ki ha'beiz befrat u'ascholah seribuy, she'ha'alef eimoy ribuy, v'la'beiz ascholah seribuy v'ubracha. So this is a Yisrael Maral used many times. The concept of bracha is when you have something and it increases. So whenever you have a thing, an aleph, it is what it is, and that's what it is. So aleph represents something that is a metzias, a frozen metzias. As soon as you have when you have a base, so just like when you have men and a woman, you have children, and you have many, many children. You pollinate a plant and you get many, many seeds. So the sheirish of ribuy in the world and bracha is base, and aleph is sterile. So, and same thing when you have a discussion. So if I say a statement itself means what it means, and that's it. When I can put it side by side with another statement, contrast it, compare it, put it to test, so I begin to have much more. So how come this mission says this, this mission says this? Well, this is talking about this particular case, this is about that particular case, the reason why this case is different with this, and so on. So Beis is always a sheirish of brach and ribuy, as opposed to aleph. Olefikas olefichach milas baruch kulam oisis asniyash lasha bracha. In the word baruch, all the letters are the second letters. The base is the second of units. The resh is the second of hundreds, and the kaf is the second of tens. A base achol v'kaf asiris resh b'meis. Shemin asheni aschalos aribu shubracha. V'arur aschalos abalef. Ki aleph hu echad v'im bechad ribu shubracha. So in aleph you have no ribuy, and in beis you have a ribuy as bracha. V'zeh she'omer ke'olam nivra be'beis l'shem bracha, v'nivra be'aleph l'shem ara. So the world is a world that's productive, reproductive, and productive. The world is something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to grow, to multiply, yiskadal b'yiskadash shmei rabba, and so on. V'lo nivra v'ashem ara ke'bria se'omer ribuy shemen Hashem yisbarach. Roy she nivra bebeiz, she ascholos a ribuy v'abracha. V'loy be'alef, she'abriya hi abracha v'olam. V'eich ye nivra be'alef, she'em b'ze bracha klal, rak simen arira. V'af kisharis is when ribuy yoysa, mikom rabbeis ascholos a ribuy, v'kashar ascholos a ribuy, v'kashar ascholos a ribuy. So the difference between the beiz and other letters, so it doesn't really make a difference having, once I can multiply something, once I have the tool to multiply, so two is as good as 1,000. It's just a question of how many times to multiply the two, but I'm on my way to any number in the world. So the koyach of ribuy and brach in the world is mishtarish in the beis of brachos. Lefikach, heishiv kein livra olam tof, afsha hatof iefshe shleibo davatoiv shekola oisis in sofik shemisham shalatoiv mikomo ke misham shalero gamke vimkein zoscham ref seder. So therefore any ois which has in itself also ra, we don't want to use it. Masha'o mahatof yeshbo la'osid l'tenatoira that which the tough is going to give Torah to tough, Pirasa, Ke'atof hu tachas kol oisis ibesof. Tof is the tachas of all oisis. Olekach oma teret sivul on a Moshe, ki Moshe ola madriga achreina, she save kol amailis, ve'hoir lana teira. Olekach roish es chol spesolim betof. So, l'chura, the tof has a good case, because it tells me what the goal of the world is, so that should be put into place. And that's the pasuk over there. V'sveis a tov amitzcha nashim. This is by Yecheskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he told the malachim to paint a tov on the forehead of people. And Chazal say these were tzaddikim who did not protest what the Rishonim were doing, and so on. Loime kigia tasha lamisa. It means that they are finished. In other words, obia soilum shatoy b'lira in aschol betov shem atachas. So it's a little bit strange that I'm sure for every letter, I'm sure for the bays, you could find things that are negative. Also, it's hard to imagine that there's a letter in Aleph Bays that doesn't have some negative connotation. I can't think offhand of things in the bays, but I'm sure there are things in the bays that are the word ba'ar, anochi ba'ar v'lo edam, a fool. Bala, meaning to disintegrate, so all of those are words that are negative. But I think what he means over here is in the very terminology, it's the tough came along with the following point. Since my letter is tough, and tough is the tachlis, like Torah Tzvi L'Moshe, it's the end letter, so that should be the most appropriate beginning letter to found the world with. But he says over here, Misa is an end point that is negative. Just to say that something is a tachlis could be L'Chaim and Chas V'Shalom L'Mavis. So therefore, it's not Kulay Toiv when you speak about tachlis. The other possible bed l'shainis abeis, and again, I'm not, I don't have offhand that many, but there are, is because are different words that's our base. But in bracha itself, there is no negative, as opposed to tachlis, which is why it's the word to start with it. So, A, we're not looking for just good words or bad words. We're looking for good words and bad words that have some shaychis to what Torah should be, and therefore you have this tough which has both. Avla beis, if they shumayr bar atzma bracha, the beis itself, just by what it is, it's the scholas haribui. It's the letter that you start ribui from. The ima beis mishamishara, and despite the fact that I'm sure beis starts here, and he brings on the bottom bizoin veketzev and bal yadom. So similar to what we're saying. In Beis as being a letter of ribui, there is no ra. It's all toiv. As opposed to tof, l'mashal, which is a ribui, which is a letter of the end of, the end itself has both in it. Like we asked different, ein ze rak b'mikra, ve'ema shemikra v'atav shevetzim. It's serving as a ra is only a mikra. It has nothing to do with the character of the base itself. It's very interesting. The Kuzari says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless in the Bria is to be found in two areas. One is the extraordinary unity which can be seen at the root of the Bria. All elements, and I'm translating it a bit to modern science, but he in his way meant it. All elements come down to a similar structure. All living things come down to a very similar pattern, and you know, like there's very little difference in genetic material between most diverse parts of Bria. So there's a certain unity at the very root of the Bria, and then there's an extraordinary diversity at the other end of the Bria, how things came out. So this bracha means Akadosh Baruch Hu's input was one God, and he put it into a base, and you get this incredible riot of so much diversity in the Bria. Rav in Ezra, here Beit Dvarim Oikar Yadrash Hazeh. Rav in Ezra writes very strongly against this Chazal. V'oyme ki yesh drash utoyv lachem, v'yadrich b'derech tfuna es ana'arim. He says, there is a type of drasha that he's speaking in his akdama that there are different types of darshaning Torah, derech hadrush. He negates most of the types of pirushim of Torah doesn't like, and he says yesh drasha tablachem, another one of the drashas of the types of darshaning. It's good for some people, and it's helpful for educating young children. Because there are some birds, they don't see the sun because their eyes, you know, like I guess a bat or something, but at night it sees because its eyes are dark and it lets in light only at night or something of that nature. So he says kidrash olam never beis b'avur bracha. So therefore he says this drasha is something which, well, maybe it's good for kids. It's a sweet little medrash for kids, but it makes no sense for anyone who's smarter. In davakaze hari boike kumavulka, what about buka kumavulka, which is negative. All of these are terms that start with beis, and they're not bracha. Ubevada, he says, and now he lashes out against Ebenezer. He did not begin to understand Chazal. Their words are emes and chachma. He didn't understand it. He sort of pays back to Ibn Ezra in his own language. Says the response that every other letter has good and bad, and Beis also has, of course, he says letters have good sides and good words and bad words. Aval habeis loy beloshen levad kama. The Beis is not, he didn't mean just the letter Beis. El shabeis ubracha be'etzim. He didn't mean just because I find a lot of cute words that start with a Beis. It says Beis is bracha. She yascholas a ribe kuma she zbaya. V'derech zeh chacham lahashav v'chachamim imrichashav v'chacham v'day v'zeh. Rav Ezra likes to start off with Chazal because he's very far removed from them, doesn't understand them, and that's why he feels comfortable lashing out at them. It's kind of a strong language. It's interesting over here. He says, he's explaining this as being be'etzim, that there's somebody in Lashon HaKodesh, the roots, the grammatical roots that we have are three-letter roots. That's something everybody knows. It's actually not so clear because there were big machlokas in the Baledictic if they're two-letter roots or three-letter roots, but it has become it accepted the shita that the three-letter roots. Now, there is, however, it's clear that two letters are sub-roots that have in themselves express themselves. They're not grammatically fixed, but they vary in the etymology of it is very important. Lamashal, the word Zion Reish, meaning stranger, Gozar means to chop into pieces. Pisa means to scatter. Nazar means to stay away from, and so on. So you have the word zar, which means strange, and used in many ways where you distance two things and so on. It's clear that the Zayin Reish has that meaning. And you have Dalet Beis, like Diber, to speak. Diba means Lashon Hara. Dovev means to cause someone else to speak. It's clear that two letters have, they're roots, not grammatical roots as much as etymological roots, and they bear a lot of, they tell us a lot about the word. Reb Shamshon Fall Hirsch uses it all the time to explain words and so on. There's a safe and old, one of the old grammarians, in other words, at the turn of the millennium, kind of, was Menachem ben Sorek, and we have a work of his, Machberes Menachem, which Rashi quotes once or twice. They've put it out, it was put out by Maskilim, probably in Mekitzin and Damim. They used to put out these things. But the person who put it out has in the beginning single letters and the flavor that they have in Lashon Kodesh. So there are harsh letters. For instance, Ratzach, meaning to murder, the Reish and the Tzadik and the Ches are very harsh letters. And you'll find it in many words that are tough. So there is something to it that letters have a sort of dominant characteristics to it. So this those letters like Ratzach being murdered, that has a lot to do with just the musical sound of the words. These are like harsh, guttural letters, and just something about the word that suggests it. It's not therefore so far-fetched when you take letters like Beis and say Beis stands for Bracha, and Al stands for Ara, and so on and so forth. But the Ebenezer, obviously, in a strict, in a literal way, and a grammatic way, it obviously doesn't have anything really. But certainly in terms of the of a token to it. So the Ebenezer is not, if you were to take this Chazal literally and have to understand it as it is, we would have a problem. But he says that's not the way you understand Chazal, and so on. He goes to town a few times on things that the Ebenezer said for the same reason. The same way the Ramban is it goes to town on many things that Ebenezer for the same reason. They felt Ebenezer tried to say everything literal, and everything literal doesn't always work. Behine ha'alef shasak ba'amalak harish baruch hu lomata sheisik ki'ilu adobash ein bay ribu hugarea v'dobas ha'enoi ki'esh alef ma'ala mitzarachtus. So he says, you're coming to me, by keeping quiet, you seem to imply that you're less because you're not ribu. Well, achtus is the ultimate. Achtus is the ultimate goal. He says, the ultimate greatness. So the morale here is saying exactly what we said before. There are two poles in the world, opposite ends of the Bria. There is the Bria, which includes in itself the entire gamut of Nivraim, and the more the merrier. And therefore, for the word Bracious is the beginning of physical Nivraim, so having many is a Mila, but the Sheirish is one. The Aleph is one in terms of Sheirish, and that's one. I want to put together the Aleph and the Beis in that sense. A father is an Av, an Aleph and a Beis together. In Chachma, the Mashal, if I come along and I tell you that, I organize a lot of different things in the world. I observe every plant, every animal, and I write out about it. That's not Chachma. That's data. Chachma is when I draw a common denominator. And I say all birds act in a certain way. All birds have these common features. All living things have these common features. That's where you get Chachma, is when you recognize the common Sheirish. On the other hand, if I come up with the most profound scientific theory, but it has no application, no demonstration except for one item, I haven't come up with a klal. I've come up with a prat. So when I say this wonderful statement about a seagull, I haven't said anything. It's only when I have many pieces that I bring together and see a common sheirish that I have the chachma. The world starts with Bris Olam, many, many different items, diverse. And then Torah comes along and puts it all together and tells him what the common sheirish is and where the common Ratzon Bori is, and so on. That's why when you're talking about the world, Aleph would be Orer, Aleph would not be good. When you're talking about Torah, Beis would not be good, because Beis would be Shnios. It's you need to have Torah starting with an Aleph and Bereishis starting with a Beis. So the two together is the Shleimistic picture. Okay, any points, any questions, anything?
No, that's great. I mean, I guess I think you just answered it at the end. The one question I had was about Shnios. It seems like that's generally the issue.
And that's also why when you talk about things with power, Shnios is bad. When you talk about the Mashal, when you learn Kabbalah, you're learning about a trillion different facets of how Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria, and all of them are good. That's how the two things work together. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I come with Novus Banim today.